This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
We spend an awful lot of time complaining about the weather, especially here in Ireland, but it turns out rain and gloomy skies, even snow, might actually be good for us. I'm joined by Trevor Harley, Emeritus Professor of Psychology at the University of Dundee and author of the book Head in the Clouds to explain this more for us. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
You like bad weather, if we can call it that. You don't really think it's bad at all. In fact, you go to as far as to say that weather that we would consider bad has changed your life.
Yes, I would say that there is no such thing as bad weather. There are just different sorts of weather. And the idea of bad weather is something that we have. But like many things in life, if we learn to accept it, we can actually enjoy it. We can find advantages in bad weather. There are things out there, just being outside, that are good for us.
So when we look at what happened this year, particularly in the east coast of Ireland, we had almost relentless rain from January until probably 2 weeks ago. That's what it felt like anyway. What is good about that sort of weather?
I agree that if a weather is too relentless, it can be a bit depressing, but there are still many good things about rain. When I was a child, I actually loved it when it was raining outside, because unlike other children, I saw it as a perfect opportunity to stay inside and read my book. It was a perfect excuse. I didn't have to go outside and play. So even when I was young, I could see advantages in rain. But rain is good for us. First of all, we've got to remember that it's essential. In the southeast of England, in contrast, the weather has been extremely dry. And as a consequence, gardens are suffering, farmers are getting desperate. So whereas you might have too much rain, other people have too little rain. But there are actually things that are good for us about being out in the rain. First of all, rain clears pollutants and allergens out of the air. And we know that pollutants are very bad for us. They cause inflammation, which, as well as causing problems with our body, also affect our mental health. They make us feel stressed and depressed. So the rain clears these out of the air, which is why going out in a shower can be so refreshing. Also, when the rain hits the ground, it releases a chemical with the wonderful name of petrichor, which is formed by mold in the soil, and it gets activated when the rain hits it. And this chemical has been shown to, first of all, elevate our mood. It makes us feel happier, but also it boosts our immune system. So it's good for us to get out in the rain. And I've actually come to realise that I wear glasses, which is the most annoying thing about being in the rain. But otherwise, you just put a rainproof jacket on. I've got a little dog called Bo, a miniature poodle who's beside me now. And whatever the weather, he wants to go outside, so I have to go outside. And I just enjoy it, whatever it is.
Do you like the noise of the rain? We have a listener telling us that the rain, find it soothing.
Yes, it is. And of course, you can buy various ambient noise devices or ask your smart speaker to generate ambient noise. And the most popular is the sound of rain. Yes, it's very relaxing. And I have a conservatory. When the rain is pouring down, I just love being out there listening to the heavy rain on the roof. Yes, and so the sound of rain is very soothing, and it also masks other noises which are more distressing or might be more stressful.
What about the wind? Is the wind good for us?
The wind is, I do try to love the weather, but I really struggle with the wind. The wind, first of all, it it's stressful. And it's stressful, first of all, because of its effects. When there's a strong wind, I always worry that my conservatory roof is going to fly off, or the internet is going to go down, which is the most unthinkable horror I can think of. And it's just, so that aspect of it is stressful.
Hard to like the wind.
It also stirs the soil, and it actually makes pollen and allergens worse. So that's not good. And it also releases things called positive ions, which are chemically charged components in the air that make us feel more stressed and anxious. And in fact, there's even been some research that shows that children tend to misbehave more when it's windy.
Right.
So I try to love the wind, but it is very difficult.
Well, we have to leave it there, Trevor. Thank you so much for your interesting take on the weather. We'll try to love the rain a little bit more, but maybe not so much the wind. Professor Trevor Harley there, author of Head in the Clouds.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.